All right, so while I'm uploading and posting stuff on my own, so I am gonna do Mako's questionnaire thing as soon as I've found what I'm looking for. Random shit number two. There we go. Yeah. Because, listening to me doing random crap is just the best part of everybody's day. Not. Anyway, so Mako's light, or the lights, camera, action questionnaire thing. Why not? So, if the GW community was a film TV series, what character would I be? Let's see. The hero, the pirate, the fairy, the guards. Maybe the golem? I'm not sure. Always thought minotaurs are super cool, so. Unless there's anything cooler than that. Is there a dragon? Magic wizard? There's a sorceress. Probably go. Oh, necromancer. Nah, I'm gonna go with the minotaur because minotaurs are awesome. Always like to play them in Dungeons and Dragons. Describe slash act your character's debut on DWA, the film slash TV series. Probably happens in connection to some kind of kidnapping. Maybe they found a man gored to death, by the massive horns I have, and then a lady's purse lying next to him. Because, snatched her and ran away. Not the best plot, but come on. Yeah. Not paid by the hour here. Three, you have co-written a film that's called Insert Your Username Here. What's it about and who plays the lead? Feel free to improvise a scene from myself. I'm not gonna do that. But it's definitely gonna be porn, obviously. So I've co-written a film that's called Cuddly Bear. Film is about a naughty teddy, and it's played by, is his name Evan Stone? Yep, Evan Stone. Porn actor. He was the lead in the Pirates series that they made. Why can I remember that kind of shit? I don't know. Let's check this audio real quick to see if. Yep, that's fine. Okay, what do you look for in a film? Do you focus on its narrative, story structure, cinematography, special effects, acting? Story structure, no. Cinematography, no. Special effects, no. Acting, yes. I don't really care much for B movies. And I don't like camp movies at all. I think they're called campy movies. Like. The, what's it called? Rocky Horror Show doesn't do anything. Not much for dramas, much more into comedies or action or, I'm not much of a movie critic. I'll pretty much watch anything that's semi-interesting, even romance, or whatever. Love documentaries. Documentaries are nice. But yeah, Senseless Murder is good too. What would your role be in a cast or crew? It can be anything you like. Director? Fluffer? know. I've never really thought of this. Probably the film guy, like annoying film guy. What's my favorite genre of film or TV series? Sci-fi. Or fantasy, but I haven't really found any good fantasy related series, so sci-fi and comedy. Favorite comedy scene? Adam Sandler in Happy Gilmore when he's like, his girlfriend just walked out, so he's talking into the, what's it called? The speaker thingy, intercom, and he starts singing like, "How I wanna kiss you all over and over and again. How I wanna kiss you all over. Do 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 to the night closest in, to the night closest in." And then there's like an old, ow, just kicked my microphone there. And then there's an old Asian lady that shows up in the door, and I guess they bang or whatever. Or the scene from Yes, I love Yes Man. I know that Jim Carrey is kind of a dummy, but it's not gonna stop me from enjoying his movies. Where he plays guitar for a guy who's about to kill himself. He's like, "I wish you would step back from the ledge, my friend." I really like the whole the song there. I think he sings the song better than the original. Sorry. Or the one where in Yes Man, where he's been out drinking all night and he's like all hyped on Red Bull. I really like that one too. Favorite romantic slash love scene? Do I know any? I don't know, it's probably the, what's the one called where, is his name Jason Segel or something? I can't remember. Guy from How I Met Your Mother that plays the tall guy. I can't remember. Marshall. He's in a movie where he breaks up with Mars something, and they both go to Hawaii not knowing that they're there, and it's this scene where he has to jump from a cliff into the ocean, and he's being a whiny bitch about it, and eventually he does it and they make out, as far as I remember. It's pretty romantic, I guess. Anyway, favorite action sequence? I honestly don't even know. Probably some of the stuff from Jackie Chan, I guess, or from Ong Bak, maybe. So many good ones. I really like Wanted, so maybe the one where he, spoiler, kills the guy in the end. It's pretty cool. A film or a television series you never finished or never ever need to watch again? I can't think of one I haven't finished. Yeah, no, I started watching 30 Rock and I never got been hooked on it. So maybe that. A TV series I never have to watch again is Friends. It's not that good. It's okay, but I don't want to watch it again. Who's my celebrity crush? Quick Google. Hot female celebrity bodies. Ooh. Let's see. Just shows how much of a fuck I give about celebrities in general. I'm so cool. No. I mean, the girl from Hunger Games is pretty hot. Not gonna lie. Oh my god, I don't know any of these people. Stop. Oh, that's not nice. See, Scarlett Johansson? No. Jessica Biel? No. I mean, Jennifer Lawrence is a given. Megan Fox before she got surgery. Mila Kunis is actually really pretty. Oh, what's the girl's name? What's the girl's name from Sense8? Tuppence Middleton. But that's not the girl. It's from 40 Days and 40 Nights. Yeah. Shannon Sossaman, I think her name is. Or Sossaman. I don't know. She is ridiculously beautiful. No, I didn't. There we go. Okay, so is there an actor, actress, writer, and or director whose work you'll always watch and why? Jim Carrey. Just because I've always liked his work, even though he's a dummy, as I said. I think he's an anti-vaxxer, so. Or something of that sort. and Jason Statham, really liked that guy too. Yeah. Where do I prefer to watch films? I mean, I would prefer watching my movies in the cinema. But I watch most of them at home. Yeah. A bit of recluse these days. Busy studying. Do I have any refreshments to snack on during films? No. Mostly just have my water. Good idea, by the way. What are my pet peeves when it comes to films? In the film or whilst watching it? I mean, whilst watching it, other people spoiling shit. Talking, if you're in a movie and you talk or you bring loud edgy stuff, fuck off. If people call me while I'm watching them, I will usually not pick it up because it's no. In the film, stupid people. I very much enjoy watching zombie movies, but by far, and I get it, like, most people would be logical about it and not get eaten, so the movie would probably go nowhere, but I don't enjoy how stupid people are in movies. It really pisses me off. What film has genuinely made me cry? I think last one I remember was probably Big Hero 6. just because I can't remember any other, but I don't have any, I don't have a hard time crying to movies. I don't know. I feel like I live myself into things pretty easily, so it's not a exactly a rare occurrence. What film slash TV series can you watch again and again? Big Bang Theory I've watched many times. Probably the most of all. And How I Met Your Mother. And probably also Community, even though I haven't done that, but I wouldn't have any trouble doing so. Suits, maybe. Haven't rewatched Battlestar Galactica, but 10 out of 10 would do, would recommend. Yeah. What are your thoughts on live actions, adaptions from comics, books, anime, musicals? Are they successful? If not, what do they feel like? But I think that's entirely dependent on the individual movies. Can't really say either or. If I could transform any music video into a film, what would it be and why? Am on a Marth, Twilight of the Thunder God, or any other music video from them. It's really good. Have you ever tried to share one of your favorites with a friend or significant other? How did it go? Like a movie or and yeah, I've done that many times. Sometimes less successful, sometimes more. Have I ever spotted an actor or actress in a film, TV series and recognized them, but I had no idea where what from just to Google them? No, but I have met a famous Danish author long time ago. Lars Bom, if anyone's Danish listening. Lars space BOM, I think. Nice guy. Met him at a football game. Yeah. And that's about it.